Good afternoon, everyone. Great to have Professor Alexandra Turek on our guest with us. American researcher specializing in the study of comics, associate professor and chair of modern languages and literatures department at Swarthmore College. Her research studies focus on comics, particularly in the context of the Middle East and Algeria. Welcome, Professor Alexandra Turek, to the University of Continuing Education, Didush Murad, and on our radio and TV broadcast channels.
Good afternoon, and it's a pleasure to be here. Thank you so much for receiving me.
It's a pleasure for us, too. Professor Turek, your visit throughout the 17th edition of Comics Tripe Festival gave the opportunity to talk about works and publications, your studies on comics and DC manga, especially in the context of the Middle East and especially, of course, of Algeria.
Yeah. Absolutely.
What are the areas of your interest?
So I focus mainly on the way the comics field across from the Middle East and North African regions yes. are actually traveling from one country to the next and engaging in dialogues, whether it is on the topic of social discourse, or whether it's about the aesthetics. So, for instance, one of the things that I was looking at and that was a pleasure to discover through the FIBDA was that when the Tunisian collective Lab 619 was awarded the prize for the best magazine, I believe, in 2014.
In Tunisia.
They were awarded that award at the FIBDA, but it's a Tunisian collective.
Throughout the FIBDA, yes, the international festival, yeah.
Absolutely. So they received that award in 2014, and through that award, they were able to first come to Algeria, of course, but then at the FIBDA, they met actually Algerian comic artists, whom they then invited to Tunisia,
yes.
yeah? Algerian artists went to Tunisia and participated over there in yeah. a large collective on the topic of migration and the illegalization of particular citizens from the south of the Mediterranean by Europe. And that, whether it be aesthetic or discursive when it comes to the way people speak about migration, and which is a way that differs between countries.
To another
happened,
one.
Yes, yeah. from one another. It was such a great exchange. And that exchange can only happen because of the FIBDA or thanks to the FIBDA.
Yes.
And so to me, being at the FIBDA this year is not just a lifetime opportunity. It's also a way to recognize on my end the wonderful work that the Algerian government is doing through that festival and the beautiful work that your artists are producing.
Yes. You talk about FIBDA, Professor Alexandra Turek. Mm-hmm. This year, FIBDA themed children's edition. What do you think about the theme for this year?
It's essential
yeah.
because, I'm going to say things that are, of course, not new, but the children are the readers of today and tomorrow. If we don't include them in a festival such as the FIBDA, we won't be able to continue building a strong readership. And those kids need to be included through not just, specific publications that are dedicated to them.
Yes.
I discovered Hanan Ben Medjouni Homeida,
yeah.
the magazine. I really appreciate it. It's a great magazine that is directed at the kids, and it's a quality magazine.
Yeah.
So not just for the children, but also presenting them with complex storytellings. So that was great. But the kids also need to be represented within those comics. So I think that choosing a theme such as childhood, children, is essential. It's
yes.
very smart, actually.
Yes. Professor, your publications also include studies on the phenomenon of manga as a form of artistic expression to introduce the Arab world or the Arab reality. All these works provide added value to scientific research, education in general, especially for human and social science.
What is very appealing with the rise this past 15 years, I'm going to say 15 years, of the DZ manga is the fact that you are leaving your... On the one hand, you are no longer giving the privilege to formats that are coming from Europe, that are endemic to Europe, by looking at what Asia is producing. And we are seeing not just a dialogue between Algerian producers and Japanese producers. Of course, the embassy of Japan is present at the FIBDA. If you have not seen yet the beautiful plates and pages that have been produced for the concours, for the particular awards that the embassy of Japan is doing, I encourage you to visit their booth because it's quite delightful. But by looking at Asia, what we're seeing also is a very strong, not just cultural diplomacy, but an aesthetic exchange that is happening between North Africa and countries that are not seen traditionally as being the direct interlocutor of Algeria, namely Japan. And that Japanese manga has already traveled throughout the world, so we're still saying it's Japanese, but at this point it's an international genre that has been reappropriated by many different countries, and with Algeria reappropriating it and then producing not just in, you know, most, you still see French, you see some Arabic, you also see some Darja, I want to say that, you have an Algerian manga that is very particular now and addresses themes, uses a language that is particular to the Algerian roof, and that allows Algeria to also come close to other countries that
they have
already done
that. Also in Amazigh manga.
Really?
Yes.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah, Amazigh manga, yeah.
Do you have one?
No, sorry.
I always come to the, when I come to the FIBDA, so I say always, no, it's my third time at the FIBDA. But I when I come, I try to come back to the United States. I bring back to the United States about, what is it, 10, 20 pounds, 20 pounds at a minimum, perhaps 30 pounds of books, because we cannot buy them from the United States. So I would be very intrigued to seeing the Amazigh.
In the Amazigh, yes. And there is many, many works in these works of manga. As we know, manga is a style, as you said, professor of Japanese comic books and graphic novels, typically aimed at adults as well as children. In Japanese, manga refers to all kind of cartooning, comics, and animation. Among English speakers, professor, manga has the stricter meaning of Japanese comic.
That is absolutely true. And that's one of the preconceptions that I have to fight against within my own classroom. When I bring students and I say to them, okay, this month we are dedicating our, 10 hours of classes to manga, they're all waiting for, or they're all expecting us to read only Japanese text. And when I bring to them Algerian text, it is quite a shock. I have to tell you, quite a shock. But what they very much appreciate is that the particular genre, as it's been hybridized and appropriated in Algeria, is the genre of the shoujo and the shonen, which are directly meant to address the teens, late teens, as opposed to children or adults. What is interesting in those manga is the fact that we are discussing certain aspects. So you mentioned, for instance, Tamazir. So I haven't seen it in Tamazir, but what I've seen is in, for instance, Nala and Litouareg, Nala and the Targhi.
Yes.
The author is actually representing
dialect of Amazigh Tuareg. Yes.
Yes. So she's representing the culture from the south, and because most of her readerships are located in Alger, in the urban centers,
yeah.
And I'm saying Alger, it can be also Oran, Constantine.
Yes.
What is interesting to me here is that she uses it also as a pedagogical medium, a conductor, for students and young teens to have an understanding of the richness of Algerian culture.
Yes.
Because we often think of Algeria as just being represented by the north,
okay.
Where most of the population is actually
concentrated. In the north, yes.
Yes. But Nala and the Targhi is in the south, located in the south, and showing us the beauty and the diversity of Algerian culture.
Okay, Professor, in addition, this depth studies on the cultural, social, and also political dimensions of this art as a form of artistic expression, as I said, and intercultural dialogue. Certainly contribute to strengthen relations and greater understanding between the Arab world and the American people or other countries in general.
Oh, yes. I agree with you 100%. So when you're talking about greater understanding that is being fostered by Algerian comics, and I'm stepping back a little bit from manga in the sense that it is not just DZ manga that will foster that cultural diplomacy. Mm-hmm. It's also the use of more of a European style. So we're thinking bande dessinée,
yes.
Comics. All of that popular culture, when it can be disseminated abroad, will help for better, easier understanding of the cultures that are present in Algeria.
Yes, across the world.
The world,
it is a kind of expression. Of form.
It's a window onto the culture. And you talked about the political dimension. There is also the understanding that because those works are aimed at a very large variety of readers that also include younger readers, I'm not going to say that there is a simplification of the political dimension, but at least there is a way, a pedagogical support within the book, which also will speak to my students. So my students are not that young. They're between the age of 18 and 24.
Yes. Teenagers.
I would say young adults.
Young adults.
Yeah, 18 and 24. They're at the university, I'm sure, your students.
Young adults, yeah.
Yeah, young adults.
Yeah.
And they're very curious about the world. They tend to hear in America a lot about the Middle East, and unfortunately not as much about North Africa. And so I found that the comics medium in general, again, with all of those subgenres that are representing here, allows for better, more clearer understanding of the beauty of Algeria. And it really represents this country under its best dimensions. So your artists are doing actually the work of cultural diplomacy. Mm-hmm. And my job as a teacher, as a researcher, is just to, build that bridge to meet up with your artist
to
and
convey
with your
information.
Producers.
Absolutely. Yes, to convey information.
Absolutely. But if your artists are not producing, if the publishers don't have the means to publish, I can't do my job.
Okay.
So I am only there as an extension, so to speak, of the Algerian comic books market.
Okay. Back to the festival.
Yes.
Okay.
A wonderful festival, by the way.
Yes. To the festival program, Professor Alexandra Turek led a conference on the ECOS, Lysico, ECOS of Comics at the United States of America. Let's talk about the impact, summarizing the interest, the impressions of the American peoples.
So let me first say that we chose the title because of the term ECOS, with the fact that there is no, it's not an easy
to produce.
It's not an easy market to have access to. So this is why we're talking about ECOS, because in the end, your artists are producing, it is being published, it's being disseminated somewhat. But my students are mostly English speakers, of course. And so sometimes they won't have the Arabic. Sometimes they won't have the French or the Tamazight. I don't. I cannot read Tamazight. Sorry, I can't read the Tifinagh.
You must learn.
Yes, another thing to learn. But we are always continuing.
I will
learn
it.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
I will do it for you.
I would love to be in contact with you for that.
Okay.
But so, you know, the students are looking forward to understanding what's happening in Algeria, but they can't only get a glimpse through the comics, because we have to convey and to be mediators of the language, of the particular type of format that has been hybridized by the artist in Algeria. And so this is why I'm talking about ECOS. It's not direct, but they love it. They eat it. And if we could have even a stronger partnership between the Minister of Culture and the Arts and the American Embassy, I think a lot of my colleagues would like to come and discover some of the artists at the FIBDA. This is an opportunity that is, again, for me, once in a lifetime, but I'm hoping that my colleagues can also have the same thing happening to them.
Yes, Professor Alexandra, perhaps in the United States, a publisher looks for topics that have commercial value, I think.
Yes, everybody
or more sales.
Unfortunately, everybody tries to make money.
Okay.
So, yes, indeed, the comics are part of a market that needs to be lucrative and is lucrative in the United States with, you know, the Marvel and the DC comics. So what topics are American
publishers? Or they prefer?
Yes.
Yes.
Anything that has to do with, you were mentioning, political dimension and cultural questioning is favored. Very much so, especially when it comes to the Arab world. I think that for historical reason, which I'm sure your viewers, your listeners will understand, the United States are very interested as a readership. They're a diverse readership. But when we think of it as one type of readership, what they want to know is understand what's happening on the ground, especially toward their own nation. And so that is something that is very in demand. Every single time you have some type of revolution, so I was thinking in 2011 in Tunisia, you had a lot of publication that came out in comics in 2011, 2012, mostly in Arabic, published out of Tunis, published out of Cairo, but also out of Beirut. And right away, there were translations in France by Alif Bata, but also in English. Okay? So within 2 years, everything was translated. And it speaks to the fact that, yes, we're very curious, politically speaking, and we do believe that the comics are a good way, a good mean for our own readers to have access in a digestible way to what was happening on the ground. And I have to say that most of those comics were also extremely positive. So they present the culture in ways that are uplifting, if that makes sense. It is not the case that you come out of reading the comics and you're disheartened, even when what is being represented is complex, even when sometimes violence is being represented
violence,
on the page
yes.
with
as
conflict.
A major issue.
Absolutely, yeah, as major
as
issues.
Issue, yes.
But one of the things the artists are very much aware of is that North Africa in the Middle East has been for too long represented as a culture where, you know, one culture, one region where violence arise.
Yeah.
It is not the only thing that's happening. And so, for instance, I'm thinking of a particular comics where the revolution is in the background. It has bloody moments, but in the foreground, so on the front of the page, you see that family with love, with humanity,
yes,
and people who are moving forward, have a life, and are not just simply, you know, throwing their hands in the air and say, oh, it's politics, you know,
yes,
we can't worry about it. And that is the important thing, because what you want is artists who represent a certain type of, you mentioned political dimension, culture, even with all of its more complex, sometimes
yes,
negative aspects. But you also want people who, through their art, the aesthetic, the way they present the topic, are able to transform
yes,
said topic and make it move forward.
Okay. And the artist, of course, try to find solutions, of course.
Yes, solutions, not easy solutions, but what is beautiful...
Is a part, artist is a part of this phenomenon.
Yes, we call that artivism, by the way. You know, it's
yeah,
like one of those neologisms that is art and activism. Artivism is together with the idea that art can actually play the role of building a better future. Artists, through their re-envisioning
yes,
of past conflict, are able to show a path forward. And it's not just the artist, because in comics, if you think of the format of comics, you keep on having also what is called the gutter. You know, the white space in between the frames? It's called the gutter in English.
Gutter, yeah.
But the gutter is essential in comics because what you are actually asking the reader to do is to think through the narrative and jump from one frame to the next. And that demands from the reader
yeah,
imagination.
Yes. They have a vision.
A vision.
A vision,
and
yes,
therefore the reader cannot just consume passively comics.
Okay.
They have to be active readers, active thinkers.
Mm-hmm.
That means that, therefore, they are part of whatever is being represented and that solution
okay,
moving forward. That, to me, is the power of the arts.
Okay, that's the power of art.
Yeah.
Yes, 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 Professor Alexandra. At the end, Professor, of this interview, what is your impression of the festival activities, the 70th edition, in its, I said, 70th edition, compared to previous editions?
Ah, so yes, so you mentioned I was here, I believe, and I can't remember if it was 2007 or 2008 for the FIBDA, and I was also here for the 2012. What I see is the continued and renewed vibrancy.
Yeah.
So I was asked about the new generation of comic artists.
How did you find the audience?
So I thought that there is la relève, there is a new
mm-hmm,
generation that is ready
yeah,
to take its space. We need to give it a space.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the hardest part because people,
give it a choice.
Yes,
also.
Give it a choice, make
yeah,
sure that they are being published and mm-hmm, put forth. I mentioned the magazine for youth that is called Romaida. I believe that Togi actually
yeah,
works in it. Hanan Benmedjouni, of course,
yeah,
as the artistic director.
Mm-hmm.
There is also, I think, Daliman has published
mm-hmm,
some great things.
Lyon Comics?
In Lyon Comics. Gigi,
yeah,
Jiwi.
Yeah.
I saw a new Dalou. There is a, I'm sorry, I can't remember, and I met
okay,
the artist on two occasions, but there is also a book that has just been translated to English.
There is a large public.
Yes, but
yeah,
there is a wonderful comics that is called The Lie.
The Lie,
The
yeah,
Lie, that is
yeah,
available in English, and I would, you know, encourage readers, especially for those who are interested by what the American Embassy does at the ACCA, you know, like the learning of English and strengthening of cultural bonds. If people are interested, they should read The Lie. But no, the FIBDA was wonderful. And you know that yesterday we had a concert of death metal. It's the first time for me, it was the first time for me to hear death metal
mm-hmm,
in general. And death metal in North Africa was definitely an experience. No, it's a great thing.
Yeah.
I'm very proud to see how much work the Minister of Culture and the Arts has done for the 17th, and my understanding was also last year, to revive the festival after COVID. Mm-hmm. COVID has put a stop to a lot of cultural enterprises. And I think that people need to recognize that for a ministry to continue mm-hmm. financing, promoting, supporting young artists after COVID, it takes a lot of work. Yes. And I'd love to take those last minute to thank you for welcoming me in this wonderful place at the UFC Center, to thank the American Embassy that have been my gracious host, ambassador, and the staff at the embassy. It's been a wonderful experience, and I hope more people can also share in that experience.
Yes, Professor, the pleasure is for us. Professor Cherek, Alexandra, thank you for taking the time to be here. Thank you for sharing your experience with us. I had such a great time with you. And I want to say that Algerian-American cultural cooperation gained in quality, creating a greater understanding and bridges between the Algerian and American people. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you so much for receiving me. You know, I know that you had to do your research, read some of my work, so I'm very, very grateful. Thank you also to UFC. This is a wonderful space and a great show. And I would like to take this opportunity to also thank my host. So I'm thinking of the American Embassy, Her Excellency Elizabeth Aubin. It's been a wonderful visit. I think I would love to share that type of festival with more people. So please continue the cultural diplomacy work that you've been doing with the American Embassy. I think this is a great way for our people to better understand each other.
Yes, thank you very much, Professor.
Thank you.